real David Frost.
Yes, the real one. The real thing. The real thing.
So how exciting is it for you to be here at the premiere tonight?
Well, very exciting. I mean, it's so exciting. The response to the film has been so tremendous among the people who've seen it and so on. It's caused such interest and so on. It's why we were just saying we've also releasing the DVD of the original interview, because people who've seen the film want to follow up by watching the original and so on and so forth. So that the film has really caught people's imagination, and that makes it really exciting. Really exciting.
Now, I mean, there are a lot of parallels between a great boxing match and sporting event and this interview. Was it really like that?
Well, it was a bit, yes. And when Peter Morgan said that it was going to be like a sort of intellectual Rocky, I think the film is a sort of intellectual Rocky. So it was, when it came to Watergate, there could only be one winner, that is true. And thank God it was me. But basically across the whole, there were days when you were talking to Nixon about China, for instance, when he was outstanding. I mean, but it was when it got to the Watergate and the abuse of power issues. Do you know what I mean? There was a good Nixon and a bad Nixon, but in the end, the bad Nixon won out. That was really it, I think.
Did you see a different side to him? Did you learn something about him through the interview?
Yeah, I felt I knew him better than a lot of people, because 28 and three quarter hours, one-on-one, you do learn something about people. Maybe he learned something about me, but I don't know what.